Moncrief on News Talk.
Misaligned eyes is a condition that affects about 1 in 30 children in Ireland. Oh, as I understand it, that seems to be more of a catch-all phrase. There are a range of treatments for it, such as surgery or wearing glasses from a very young age. The Irish Independent columnist Saoirse Hanley has lived with it all her life. Good afternoon, Saoirse.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's all good. Okay. All good from where I'm looking with one of my eyes.
Okay, so when you when was it first noticed that not everything was right with your eyes?
When I was a baby, so my parents used to always notice that, like, I was always squinting in my left eye. They used to call me Sue Lewan, which is really cruel, actually, which is Irish, yes. Obviously Irish, yeah. For one eye. But the bullying has to start at home. But they noticed that I was having, like, one of my eyes was always squinting. Every picture of me as a toddler, like on the beach or whatever, I have one eye closed, which is something I still do all the time. Like, I squint very easily in one eye. And they thought initially, like, I probably just had a lazy eye, that there was, you know, something that needed corrective, like glasses or maybe even surgery for it, which they went ahead and did. So I was about three or four, and I had eye surgery, which I don't remember much of, except for the fact that I was terrified of cream. So antiseptic cream on my hand sent me west, not the needle. Anyway, so I had surgery, and after the fact, I had an eye patch and I got glasses, but it didn't really fix anything. So they kind of had to go back to the drawing board and find out what on earth was wrong, because it wasn't just a case of, you know, like in a lazy eye, you have one eye that's just stronger, so your brain kind of stops focusing on the other. But it wasn't necessarily that this eye was kind of wandering. It was more that, like, the eye was facing in a little bit of the wrong direction. And now, like, I have a blind spot in kind of, because it goes quite far to the left, if I was to put my finger in front of my eye directly on the inside, I can't really see it because there's just a blind spot there because it's facing just a little bit of the wrong way. It's the same kind of, like, if someone is cross-eyed, that's known as strabismus. And this is like a form of that, where it's just one of my eyes is misaligned with the other.
Right.
And it's just because of what's going on in the back end.
So okay. I'm not sure if I'm saying this right. Myelinated retinal nerve fiber layer. So explain what that is.
Exactly. It's essentially that my optic nerve, if you imagine the optic nerve as like a wire, and obviously electric wire has a kind of plasticky sheath on the outside. What's essentially happened is that protective sheath that covers my optic nerve and all of our optic nerves, it's kind of grown onto the back of my retina. So, you know, if you get your eyes tested and they take an OTC, where they take a picture of the back of your eye, and it shows up and it's all veiny and kind of gross looking. Mine is extra gross looking because it's got like this kind of white matter on it. It looks almost moldy or something. I always thought it was disgusting to look at, but everyone else thinks it's fascinating. And it essentially just means that that's kind of that protective, the kind of protective casing on the nerve, we'll say, is blocking a bit of my eye. So because mine is a little bit more extensive, it means that it has resulted in this misaligned eye and the slight blind spot. And for all intents and purposes, like, my left eye doesn't really do a whole lot for me. Like, when I get my eyes tested, and you know, they cover one and they ask you to read out something or how many fingers am I holding up. They do it for some reason. I don't know if they think it's going to change every year, but they do it. And I'm always like, that's a losing game on my left side. You could be holding up anything in front of me. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Oh, but even after the surgery it turned out wasn't really what you needed, is there no other method of treatment for it?
Not really. I think it's just a case of, like, because my right eye, you know, my vision is technically fine otherwise. As in, my right eye, you know, I wear glasses and I have prescription in one side of my glasses. On the left side, they just kind of let it languish there. So the only real thing to do is just to make my right eye a bit stronger, which is what the glasses are for, really. So I have, like, the prescription is totally different on that side. It's the left side they just kind of leave as is and just put, like, my glasses are only prescription on one side. The other side is just glass. Which is mad, because it means, like, when I wear contact lenses, which is rare these days because I don't really like the whole faff with it. But if I wear contact lens, I only have to wear one in my right side. So it's always a little bit strange. Great bang for my buck, though.
Well, and how big is the blind spot then? Or you know, if you're to shut your right eye, what can you see from your left eye?
Well, it's funny. Like, I'm testing it out here now, and I've closed my good eye, and I can see, like, my hand on the left side, but I can only see the first three fingers, because the baby finger and my ring finger are just outside of my field of vision. And that's if I'm looking, like, that's me looking directly, but obviously directly on that side is actually more to the left.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a really strange one. It's funny what you get used to, though. Like, I just don't know any different.
Yeah. And but at the same time, your right eye functions perfectly. So, and I suppose you can't, you know, you've nothing to compare it to as to whether it really affects your vision or not. You could pass a driving test and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Like, I've no bother driving. That's all fine. Like, I said this in the piece and it sounds so like such a silly example. The only time I've really noticed it properly is like when 3D glasses were two different colors. Huh. And I couldn't really see much out of the blue. So I was only really watching it in red. And like, if I'm, you know, for example, if I'm looking at someone's face and I can't really understand how, for you, for example, if you're talking to someone and you're looking them in the eye, you're looking at kind of both of their eyes. Whereas I'm only looking with one of my eyes. So I'm conscious that I have to kind of take turns as to which eye of yours that I'm going to look into, which is really weird. Because my left eye isn't really looking at you.
Yes.
it certainly isn't looking into your eyes in the way that, you know, my other one would be. So it's just, those are kind of the only two times that I really am made aware of it. Like that I can drive perfectly fine. I like to think my peripheral vision's great in that eye because I'm seeing really far left.
You can see around corners. That's handy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's very
useful. It's like a little telescope.
Now, but like, I've seen you around the place loads of times. I must say I've never noticed it. And it's hard for you to judge, but is it very noticeable?
This is what I think is a really interesting kind of conundrum that comes with it. So even after the piece came out today, like people, I came into the office today and people have been saying to me, I never knew that about you. I never noticed this. And the people that have been looking at my face for the past 3 or 4 years have never seen it. My best friend of 25 years swears that she doesn't really see it at all. But it's strangers that see it, which is, I think, is the strangest thing. Like, I waitressed for a long time and the amount of times that I would be at a table and I would be standing there and I would have taken the person next to you, I would have taken their order, and then I would go to you and say, you know, what are you having? The amount of times that someone in your position would have turned around to the person I just took the order off of and would be like, oh, I think she's talking to you. And I'd be like, no, I am looking at you. And I oftentimes at a big table would have to say at the beginning, I'd be like, look, I'm going to go around to get your orders. This eye is going to look like it's not looking at you, but I am. And there are people that have never seen me before and will never see me again. And yet they would be the ones that notice it. I just find it really strange. But then again, the people that see me every single day swear that they don't see it. I can't understand how, because it's the first thing I, you know, would look at pictures of myself.
Yeah. No, but I suppose, might it be an angle thing? If somebody's not looking straight at your face, but if they're maybe slightly side on to you, that they, because of the misaligned eye, they might think you're not looking at them.
I think it must be that when I'm turned a certain way, it maybe is kind of at their disadvantage that it looks further than it would be if I was sat talking to someone straight on. But even in pictures, like, I would know myself kind of how to make it look a little bit less pronounced. But if it's a picture taken off the cuff, I'm not thinking about it. And in thinking about this, I was like, because when I was chatting to even like, you know, other people about this and they're asking, to be, you know, was it something that bothered you or that people noticed? Like, if ever I say have a piece that goes online and people want to say something about it and I've had, you know, my appearance pulled apart for various reasons on the internet, people who have things who didn't like what I had to say, basically, as I'm sure we're all well aware in the business of what that is like. But funny enough, it's the one thing they've never picked up on. Even like these internet trolls that love to call me all kinds of things and say all kinds of things about my appearance. It's the one thing they don't notice. Now, I say this now, I bet it'll happen now. But it's just really interesting that that's low-hanging fruit. I can't believe they're not calling me four eyes, or as I used to call myself, 3.5 eyes.
Maybe you're more conscious of it, man, than perhaps other people are, just in the sense you think it's more, you know, the way like you have it, you know, if you wake up in the morning, you have a big zit on your nose and you
it's
the size of an iceberg, but most other people mightn't even notice it. It's that kind of a
Absolutely. I think it is that. That's why it has just, the only time it has been really surprising like that is when, if I am talking to someone new and they notice it. But then because of that, the people that are so used to it or that swear they don't see it at all, I think it's really strange. And it is nice to know that, you know, like that, whether it's an eye problem or something like that, a giant zit on your face, it's nice to know that we're really the ones that are noticing it the most more than anyone else, which is probably a good reminder.
Yeah, because when you were at school, did anyone notice it? Because, you know, what kids could be like.
Funny enough, it really wasn't much of a thing that, like, I don't remember being like bullied for it or anything in school. I do remember, like, I was thinking about this earlier, there's a picture of me when I first got glasses in first class and I was like standing next to a chalkboard that's pointing at a sign that said Spake Lee, which is just a humiliation ritual for any child that's just been given glasses. But funny enough, no, like that, the one thing that I do remember, like, I remember vividly being really embarrassed because, like that, I had asked someone when I was new to the school, like I was 12, I just started, and I asked a guy in my class a question. I don't know, was it like, oh, did you get that homework or whatever it was? I don't know. I'm sure I was trying to be very like, I'm going to make all these friends in my class. And this guy kind of looked at me and he kind of took a beat. And then he was like, are you talking to me? And I remember being really embarrassed because I was like, oh my God, I'm never talking to anyone in the school ever again. But it was the only time that I was kind of made aware of the fact that, like, he, instead of being like kind of polite about it, I guess because he was 12, it was just really obvious to him that he was like, is she looking at me? I don't think she is. And that was the one time, I think, in school that I was really made aware of it. But interestingly, it wasn't really something that people picked up on, even the glasses part. You know, you think like in like films, old school films, like, you know, the nerd has glasses and we have to stick her head in the toilet. Like, that thankfully wasn't my experience. But it is strange because, like I say, it's low hanging fruit. Funny enough, thankfully, people haven't really been pretty rude about it.
Yeah, it's fascinating though. And do you know, is it congenital? Can it be inherited or how does it come?
Yeah, so apparently it is congenital, that it's just something, it's just a congenital anomaly. So whenever I was being formed, my eye just didn't go full whack. And I was confused with this, that I was wondering, is it the same thing as like being, as having, you know, your eyes be cross-eyed or something? And they're separate but related. So like having myelinated retinal nerve fiber layers or whatever, you know, to give it its long government name, that there's often a high amount of misalignment in that. So it's not to say that everybody who has this, and that's a relatively few anyway, because it's apparently quite rare to have this problem with your eye, but it's and kind of often happens with that. But it is just congenital. I mean, none of my siblings would have it. I've never actually met anybody else that has the same problem, which is interesting. I should start it, I don't know, MRNF Eye Club something if me and the four other people want to join.
Okay, that was Saoirse Hanley, the newly crowned president of the RNFI Club. Saoirse, thanks a million
for
speaking with us today. I was absolutely fascinating. One person says, I wore glasses from the age of 2 as a corrective measure that didn't work. Then at the age of 8 in 1972, my mother took me to Jervis Street to have an operation to tighten the eye muscle, which worked perfectly. I will always be grateful to my late mum for her efforts and persisting in having it corrected, giving me normal life and appearance ever since. I have the same problem as that girl. I've been wearing glasses since I was 2. 2 years old. When I look through a pair of binoculars, my brain automatically switches to my bad eye. It's only when I close my good eye that I realise how bad it is.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.